from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dave Wunstead, Bears head coach for 6 seasons.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
He has the greatest mustache you've ever seen.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause. The mustache.
When he hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you very much.
Dave Wunstead.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to have Coach Wunstead join us in studio. And what a day for it. It is cut down day. Dave, it's a tough day on the calendar because important day, got to get down to 53. But as you well know, difficult to call guys in and say goodbye and to move on, but necessary.
It is. And I'll tell you what, guys, it's a lot easier today than it was back in the day when we only had, what, 4, 5, 6 practice squad guys, you
right,
know? Right. Now, I mean, you know, how many guys will they keep on their practice squad?
16.
16 guys. How many guys they got to cut?
Well, they're 37. It's from 90 to 53, they've already...
They're at 78 or something, aren't they?
Yeah. They got to be pretty low. Yeah.
They're
9 yesterday.
So half of these guys, they're probably going to keep, you know, and those guys know who they are. So it's a tough day. You know, I remember the first time that I was ever in the NFL, when we were at Dallas, we kept a coach who most Bears fans would recognize the name, Dick Nolan. He was the head coach at one time with the 49ers, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. He was at the time going back now. Tom Landry's like right-hand man. So we kept – Jimmy kept him on the staff there. And it was the first cut-down day. And the way that you did it, the player went and saw Jimmy, then he came and saw the – position coach, and then, you know, on and on down the list, trainers, physical. So I'm sitting in my office as the defense coordinator, and Dick walked in. He said, let me tell you something. He says, I know this is different for you. It's new for you. It's uncomfortable because there's guys that are going to get cut today that we all like and would want on this team. But let me give you some advice. When the player walks in and sits at your desk, the first thing you say to him is, what did the head coach tell you? He says, because if you don't, you are going to get yourself in a bind. and you know.
Because you didn't want to contradict the head
coach. Yeah, you know, it's so tough.
You don't want one of those.
Exactly. Yeah. And between Ryan Poles, I don't know how the Bears do it. Does Poles talk to him first or does Flus?
Right.
But the critical thing is, and more so in today's society, you better make sure that everybody's talking the same language.
Would you do it together? Would they be in the same room at the same time, the GM and the coach?
I guess they could. I never had that.
You never did that?
No, I never did that or anything.
And it's up to the coach, right?
Yeah, it's up to the coach. I mean, you know, it depends on how the contracts are written, you know?
Right.
But, and you know, the other thing, too, is there's a lot of guys that majority of them know that they're probably going to get cut, you know? So I don't think there's any shockers in today's world with the 16 practice squad. But it's still difficult because they all have the hope that someone else is going to pick them up. And sure, does that happen? It does to some degree. But for most of them, it's the end of the road, and now it's time to start thinking about what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Would you cut Velus Jones?
I would try to trade him. I thought that's why they were playing him at running back and everything. To me, if they had any confidence in Velus Jones, why do you draft Scott last year? To me, they're kind of the same guys. Fast, a little bit undersized, quick as heck, both athletic. But, you know, you draft Scott in, what, the third round last year?
Yeah.
You know, out of Cincinnati?
I think it was the fourth round.
Fourth round. So they're
third round.
Yeah, so they're about the same. But, you know, to me, they're kind of the same guys. I unless they're down on Scott, but To me, why they were moving Velus around to running back, receiver, trying to give him the ball, I thought they were trying to showcase him a little bit. But with the new kickoff return rules and how things have changed there, I just don't see the value that he has on our team. That's just my opinion, Errol.
Well, it's hard when you're a return guy that can only do one of the two returns. And I don't know that they would trust him to catch a punt, and that's always difficult. And we've talked about Dante Pettis before, and he can do both and has done so at a record-setting level in college. They got DeAndre Carter. I don't know who their primary punt returner is, but I don't think they have one guy doing both if they keep Velus.
Yeah, and you know what? The guy's an athlete, a good player. I got nothing against him personally. I mean, I saw him put the ball in the ground too many times. It makes me nervous. And I'll tell you what, if they want to run these reverses, he's not going to carry the ball as a running back. This guy's going to get that looks good in the preseason. But let me tell you something. If you're going to run reverses, I'm giving the ball to Odunze. Give him the ball on the reverse. You know, he might not be a step fast. He might be fast. I don't know what the times are and all that stuff. But give him the football on a reverse or whatever you want, and let him get the football. That's a great way to get him involved more too, other than the passing game, in my opinion.
Whether it's Velus Jones or Noah Sewell, how hard is it for a general manager to cut players he drafted, and what role does that play in the decision?
It does, and it is. But I'll tell you what, Ryan Poles to me has proven that at the end of the day, he's going to give every guy a fair opportunity, but he wants to, he's going to keep the best players. You know, I think he's proven that he's not afraid to cut a guy or trade a guy away that he drafted that just didn't work out.
They've made two moves over the weekend. On Friday, they got themselves a pass rusher. And then, again, these are sixth-round pick moves. And then on Saturday, they trade for a defensive tackle and a seventh-round pick. So it's a swap of picks to get another body in here, an NFL-sized player. What does that tell you about what they're trying to get done? You know, they had talked about Matthew Judon, and they did not make that move, but they did make a move. Does that mean that they're not interested in Yannick Ngakoue, that they're not interested in another player? Are they done now with the defensive line? What was your take?
I hope they're done. Personally, I mean, now I'm higher on Austin Booker than maybe most people are, but he falls into the category of a type of player that we drafted, recruited, Miami, everywhere I've been, that turned into be a great player, you know, I'm not comparing guys. Don't get me, because people will say you're out of your mind, but Jason Taylor was the same size. Okay, when we got him. You know what I mean? And Jason never played any bigger than 235.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, his instincts and the things you don't coach, guys, that's what Jason had, his intelligence. And that's what I see in this kid. So I would get this kid in there, and maybe it's a half a dozen snaps. But, I tell you what, that's a real it's real curious how they came up with a pass rusher. You know, I mean, Ryan Poles, I mean, he has done a great job. We got to believe in him. But how does a guy that has 7 sacks a year the last 3 years, what's Seattle doing?
Scheme
they,
fit.
They changed scheme schemes.
Got to be.
They're going to a 3-4 from
I read that. I mean, is that really?
Excuse me, they're going to a 4-3 from a 3-4.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's just football players are football players in my mind. And that's that could be a heck of a pick for them. You know, the defensive tackle, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I like Dexter and I like, I like the guys that they have right now.
Billings.
Yeah, Billings.
But Zach Pickens might be hurt. You know, that could be an acknowledgement that he's got an injury.
Yes, that might be, and they could put a shirt on him for a year or something. Who knows? But, the pass rusher, that is very intriguing, because how did he get out there? And Ryan Poles got great value for him. And he could really be a guy that helps the Bears.
312 is the number, 644-6767. We got Coach Wanstead for another segment, then we'll get to your calls. But we want to ask about what this means for their defense. How good is this defense from what Dave has seen? We'll talk about that a little bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.